ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಬುದ್ಧಿಂದು ಪ್ರಮದಾಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮಮಾಹಂ ಇತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತಂ ಯಾಮದಿಷ್ಟಾಯ ದೇಹೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಭುಂಕ್ತೇ ಕ್ಷಪೇ ಗುಣಾನ್. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ నారద కంటిన్యూడ్, ద వర్డ్ ప్రమద మెన్షన్ ఇన్ దిస్ రిగార్డ్ రిఫర్స్ టు మెటీరియల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ యాజ్ సచ్ వెన్ వన్ టేక్స్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ది మెటీరియల్ బాడీ. Influenced by the material consciousness of I and mind, he begins to enjoy and suffer through his senses. Thus, the living entity is entrapped. Purport. In material existence, so-called intelligence is actually ignorance. When intelligence is cleared up, it is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, when intelligence is dovetailed with the desires of Krishna, it is called Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham sadada yuktanam bhajatam priti purvagam dadami Buddhi Yogam tam enamam upayandide. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with a love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Real intelligence means linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When this is done, the Supreme Personality of Godhead from within gives one the real intelligence by which one can return home back to Godhead. Intelligence in the material world is described in this verse as Pramada, because in material existence, the living entity falsely claims things to be his. He thinks, I am the monarch of all I survey. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him. Even the body and the senses do not belong to him, for they are given to him by the grace of the Lord to satisfy his different propensities through the material energy. Nothing actually belongs to the living entity, but he becomes, and after everything, claiming, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Janasyo janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This is called illusion. Nothing belongs to the living entity, but claims that everything belongs to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that this false intelligence be purified. Cheto darpana marjanam. When the mirror of intelligence is polished, the real activities of the living entity begin. This means that when a person comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, his real intelligence acts. At the time he knows that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to him. As long as one thinks that everything belongs to him, he is in material consciousness. And when he knows perfectly that everything belongs to Krishna, he is in Krishna consciousness. Thus and the purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಗಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಭಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ವಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopagumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha. Govindaya namo namaha. Govindaya namo namaha. Namaha Pankajanabhaya. Namaha Pankajamalini. Namaha Pankajanetraya. Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. We are in the session of this wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam for this canto, maybe chapter number 24 onwards. This katha is going on. Narada Muni, after seeing that Prachina Varhisat, he sent his sons, Prachetas, for doing devotional service. He advised him, before they get married, they should do devotional service, get them purified. And they were going, we saw actually Lord Shiva give them he became the guru, he gave the advice, he gave the wonderful praise for Lord Sri Krishna, which they should recite every day. So Narada Muni was watching actually, he is concerned, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, this transcendental knowledge is given by Narada Muni to the various devotees, various conditioned souls, to whom he thinks that he can be changed, or he should be changed. So he went back to Prachina Varhisat to see what he is doing. He told his sons to go and do the devotional service and what he is doing. So he saw that he is engaged in the fruitive activity. He told his sons to practice Krishna consciousness, to go back home, back to Godhead. And he himself is trying to go to hell planet or some other planet, whether he is going to suffer. So he saw, he felt pity on him. Directly he interfered. He told him, what you are doing, Maharaj? You told your son to go and you know which is better and you are trying to go to hell. So then he surrendered actually. What sloka we recited today, he said, Narada Muni said, two, three words actually, Prabhupada actually used in the translation, called entrapped, entangled, embodied. So these are all very important words actually, you know, very easy to understand, and actually you should go to the intelligence of the conditioned souls to make us understand actually we are entrapped. This trap, actually I trapped him, or and putting I entrapped him, or I myself got entrapped. I never wanted to do it, but got entrapped. Many times we, after reading Prabhupada this purport and lecture, we use that word. So, how to come out of it? You got entrapped, actually in the material world we got entrapped. How to come out of it? The real Krishna consciousness is explained here. Prabhupada also in the purport. Narada Muni also is giving actually the real, come to the real Krishna consciousness, what exactly is to be done. In the chapter 25 also, he has given actually a sloka where Prabhupada has quoted actually, Sasanga chadi kainu asate vilasa, te karane lagila ye karma bandhavasa. this word karma bandha phansa. So this Narottam Das Thakur has sung actually this one. As long as a person is entangled in fruitive activities, he is bound to accept one body after another. This is called karma bandha phansa, entanglement in fruitive activities. So this is to be understood actually by all the souls, conditioned souls. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness also, some of us are actually may be claiming that I am in Krishna consciousness. But this Bhagavatam is telling actually to study Bhagavatam and try to justify, just to understand actually whether really we are in Krishna consciousness. We are really in Krishna consciousness. If we are really in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says he can return home, back to Godhead. So as long as, Narottam Das Thakur said, as long as we are entangled in the fruitive activities, or 50% fruitive activities and 50% devotional service, will it be okay whether any chance is there or not? Bhagavatam is telling no. 100% we have to give up actually the fruitive activity. Karmakanda session. Karmis. There is no chance, absolutely there is no chance. That is what Narottam Das Thakur is telling actually. Completely, as long as we are entangled even 1% fruitive activities and not trying to come out of it, there is no chance of going back home, back to Godhead, or come to Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. So the same thing is used in that particular sloga also, in Arvind, you are entrapped. We know that Puranjana story and everything he heard completely in detail, concerned with the conditioned souls, he told the story, Narada Muni. At the end, what happened actually? At the end, he is telling actually, we saw in the previous text. He said, Narada Muni, perhaps you must have understood actually the story, but I don't think I understood or the people who heard is understood about. Comparisons what is given exactly. So this is what actually one disciple should open his heart to the Guru, who is given the transcendental knowledge. The vijnana. Somebody got jnana, but they don't know what is vijnana, how to implement it in our life. So we should be asking the questions actually. I understood very nicely, but how to implement in my life, what I am supposed to do actually. That question can come from the source selected by Krishna or the Vaishnavas. Athato Brahma Jinyasa. This comes after many, many births. This transcendental knowledge. I want to know. I want to do it. I want to come to Krishna consciousness. Please tell me what to do. Otherwise, if we are not understood and we are not practically putting in our practice clearly whatever is told, nothing is going to happen. Nothing better is going to happen. What is going to happen? That we will be entangled actually in some type of fruitive activities if we are not coming to pure Krishna consciousness. Coming to Krishna the fruitive activities means punaripi jananam, punaripi maranam. Birth, death, old age, disease will be, the entanglement will be continued. So, Prabhupada has said here actually, the material world, we are thinking, or we are somebody, about somebody we are telling that he is very intelligent person, super intelligent. He knows all latest technology and he can implement everything, he understood perfectly. But Bhagavatam says that material intelligence, it is ignorance. with the material ignorance, material intelligence, he must have achieved something for short time, something achieved. But the end, after retirement, or if he's giving up that job, actually, what is the value of it actually? He must have given so many lectures in the colleges, or he must have done so many experiments, he must have done it. So many advanced technology, speech he found out. Right? He is author of so many books, he is author of so many things. But everything will be going, when he finishes, when he leaves his body, everything is finished. And he cannot go back home, back to Godhead, because Bhagavatam says that is ignorance. But if he is using that intelligence which is given by Krishna, at least stage by stage, we have got so many young people are coming from the universities and colleges and everything. They are trying to use their intelligence for Krishna consciousness. Simultaneously, they want to understand somebody who understood in between completely, they give up everything. The materialistic people will think that actually what is this? Actually, he's a young man and he given up his young body, young intelligence and all. Yeah, he should be getting 2 lakhs rupees per month, and he's asking donations from the people for Krishna consciousness. Because they got ignorance. Their intelligence which they are thinking, it is in ignorance. That is what Bhagavatam says here. It is ignorance. Material intelligence or ignorance. It's equal to ignorance. So, as long as it is connected with Krishna, Buddhi Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, that Buddhi has to become Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada has quoted the Krishna's instruction. This is one of the Chadrslogi Bhagavad Gita, one of the sloga he quoted here. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajadam priti purvagam dadami buddhi yogam dam enamam upayantite. This is the way to go to Krishna consciousness. The theme of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has told Arjuna as well as to us. Continuous endeavor is required actually. Constantly devoted and worshipping. Prabhupada has used to many times. Krishna consciousness means 24 hours in a day, think about Krishna and not forget Krishna. After coming to Krishna consciousness, nobody should prepare a timetable saying that I will do the Krishna conscious activities 3 hours in per day, other I will do my other activities, business activities related with my friends or relatives or some other practice so that I will become very famous. He is a Krishna's devotee, but you see how he is doing that also. No. The goal, what is the ultimate goal of life actually? Goal of life is not actually to become very famous in the material world. 10 people are speaking about you and then become very famous. Name has come in the newspaper or somebody has chopped in the notice board or notices and advertisements are given about you. No. The timetable should be made in such a way that 24 hours in a day, how can I use Krishna consciousness? Practice Krishna consciousness so that I will not forget Krishna. I will not become lazy. Yesterday somebody was telling that as long as I am doing some devotional activities, Krishna is giving me the intelligence, Krishna is giving me the energy to do it. But the moment I stop doing Krishna conscious activities and try to do some material activities, I become tired. He says, then this is my realization. As long as I want to preach, I want to travel, I want to help somebody in Krishna consciousness, anything connected with Krishna. What our Guru Maharaj, actually the disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada actually has given actually very clear cut instructions actually. What are the activities related to Krishna consciousness? That is only approved. Others are not approved actually. He has given in very detailed instruction he has given actually. As long as we are engaged in that, we are getting sufficient energy to do that devotional activities. This may be the realization of many devotees who are sitting here. But if we come, we think that internally I am tired and I am supposed to take some rest or a break, 1 week break or 1 month break or something. What you will do with the break actually? what break? What we do? Go to some Kashmir or some places or just for sightseeing or something like that. Now the devotee will never be happy. In my personal experience, many people are coming and telling, "Wow, barbaad ho gaya hamara time chali gaya." Nahi jana chahiye tha. I never wanted to go it actually. Okay, take a break and go to some other state and see what is happening. Krishna consciousness there, just help him. Your presence actually, a devotee going from Vrindavan Dham to any other state in Krishna consciousness activity, they will give you the due respect and they want to hear from you what is Vrindavan. What is happening in Vrindavan? What is Radharani? Glories of Radharani. Just simply speak or help them, be there with them for Nagara Sankirtan or something like that, then you will feel really happy. Unless we come back and come and attend to the Mangalarti, we will be restless actually. Not happy. Real happiness will not come actually. No. Because that is, we are supposed to do it. What is it? So that is what Prabhupada has mentioned here, this particular sloga. Krishna will change the intelligence, material intelligence to spiritual intelligence. He will change. We are also having very super intelligent people are here in Krishna consciousness. Very young, educated. They are writing books, they are preaching. Simplifying the things and bringing everybody to Krishna consciousness. Why? What happened? He changed. Krishna changed. Krishna changed. Tathāpi bhuti yogantam enamam upayantite. By seeing the endeavor. So this is very, very important actually in Krishna consciousness. We should set actually a goal. Not that other day somebody was telling, the way we are chanting, we may go to heavenly planet, not to back home, back to it. When you know that your chanting is not okay, that is going to take you to heavenly planet, why don't you put your effort actually correct yourself? There is still time is there, na? Still time is there, we can correct and we can go very seriously. That is why Bhagavanam is also telling, you know, serious devotional service is required. One should be serious in Krishna conscious activities. Then he changed that intelligence. Krishna can do, within 1 second he has given spiritual knowledge. We say that Brahmaji is a super intelligent person, having 4 heads or many heads. Within 1 second he has given actually the knowledge which is required. So within 1 second we get that knowledge and we become so serious. Krishna will tell you, this is suitable for you, you do this. The other day we were discussing actually, Krishna, by seeing the satata yuktanam, by seeing the endeavor of the devotee, immediately he make a plan for each and every soul. He make a plan. Some companies are there, when you join the company, they make a plan for you. 3 months you will be on probation, afterwards you will get this is like that. So Krishna, he is selecting somebody, he says he is very, very, very good, actually he is. Endeavor is very, really he wants to come back to me. He wants to finish his business here in the material world. He make a plan. And make a plan and he sign. He sign it. And he will give that paper to different. Other day you were telling that he give that paper to Tulasi Mata. So Because every day the devotee is doing Tulsi Puja and telling that Seva Adhikar Diye Karo Nijadas. Mere ko Vrindavan Vasi bana diye. Please make me Vrindavan Vasi. So it should be signed by her actually. She should sign. Okay. Approved it. Without the help it is not possible. So Krishna, once he has made a plan for a devotee, so he will observe, he will change his intelligence and he will be advancing in Krishna consciousness actually. So in the purport, Prabhupada Bhagavan, we can check whether we are advancing in Krishna consciousness or not by just checking our entanglement. Our entanglement in this material world. How much we are involved in fruitive activities actually. Still some mind is there actually, go there actually to see the relatives, friends and go for their marriage or some, you know, what is wrong in it. But that every step is going to be a big entanglement actually, which change our mind. But once Krishna is approved, even if the soul, the Atma, the conditioned soul is trying to do something else, it is going to be utterly a failure. This many cases we saw. Krishna wanted somebody to become a pure devotee. And whatever efforts he is doing it is going to be utterly a failure. Our Guru Maharaj Chesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he was a factory manager actually. Even though he started his activities of Krishna consciousness, still actually he was trying to improve his business, changing the place or something like that. Prabhupada has mentioned many places, as I am trying to improve my business, it has become utterly a failure. The step was utterly a failure. Then he understood actually, yes, Krishna doesn't like this. Even among ourselves also, suppose Krishna wants somebody to preach Krishna consciousness and he is trying to go back and going back to his family members or something like that changes. No, I did for 5 years, that is enough I think. No, once he has approved, even if he go back and try to do some other activities, it is going to be utterly failure and he will not be successful, he will not be happy. Unless until he come back to the program which is fine, set by the Lord. So why I am telling this with some experience, you know, I saw some people, I got some personal experience also, we should never, Krishna has already decided, this is make me happy, make Krishna happy, so I should be doing these activities. You know that in Krishna consciousness when somebody is good in preaching, somebody is good in writing, somebody is preaching good in cooking, somebody is cooking for good in management. It is all assigned by him actually. He cannot change it also. We'll tell somebody, you know, no, Prabhu, now you stop this and try to do preaching work, that's good for you. Even he try, it may not be possible because he is meant for it. There is no, what is called, this is good, this is better, that is better. No, anything connected with Krishna's satata yuktanam, tesham satata yuktanam, it is endeavoring to do perfect thing for Krishna with a perfect duty, you should continue. That's also a preaching only actually. By saying that, somebody is doing that tesham satata yuktanam, that is becoming a preaching. Other conditions also there, this also, I can also do it. So many years I was working like this, I was doing this, earning money, giving to somebody, this and all. What I got? As per Srimad Bhagavatam, it is ignorance. So the real intelligent person actually is, Prabhupada at that time he knows everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna conscious person, that he will not see. Three times Prabhupada is written here, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. We'll confirm it, something belongs to us, even after coming to Krishna consciousness also, somebody thinks that, no, this is done by me, this is done by me, this is done by me. Krishna consciousness activities is not for showing to somebody. in the material world. No. And Krishna knows, even if we don't, he knows what we are doing. He is there. Prabhupada says, it is sarvasya jagam buddhi sannivishto. He knows what we are doing actually. Or what we are trying to do. Are we trying to improve? Everything he knows. And if he see that actually yes, this that, he will bring him. Ordinary people have not come to Vrindavan Dham and staying here. No. Selected people are coming. But unfortunately, some people, they go away. Unfortunately, they go away by saying the climatic condition or something like that. Some, he is doing like this, telling me something like that. No. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is residing here. What is the difference? This morning I was thinking, what is the difference? We go to some other temple, maybe some other place, and coming to Krishna Balaram temple and attending Mangalati and chanting the holy name. This morning I was just realizing actually, here we are actually chanting, doing the kirtan right in front of Krishna. Personally he is available here, there is 100%, there is no doubt about it. He is personally available here, Gavarantai, Krishna Balaram, all. And all Upadevadas, they are also come back, they want to come and stay in Vrindavan Dham and do kirtan for Krishna. That is why, that is the attraction actually, that is what great thing what you are doing. That when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that Bhagavan actually, in front of Bhagavan we are talking to him, engage me in your service. So he can take direct action. And additional benefit what we have, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is also personally available only in Vrindavan. He is available here. How? He is sitting here. Only thing, what is the difference? He is doing meditation. Correct? He is doing the meditation, but personally he is available here. He is available anywhere else? He is available. Krishna's mercy, he can go anywhere. But when we talk, personally he is available, only he has gone in the samadhi, he is doing the meditation. Sometime he will come out also to check everything. So through Srila Prabhupada, we can see Krishna. Why people are so much attracted to Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Govind Sai. One devotee from Mayapur, he was telling me, he's holding a very good post. He says, I never saw Radharani like Vrindavan Dham. He's from Mayapur. It's not discriminate, it is mentioned, but this is to be realized actually. We are actually with Krishna. Vrindavan Dham means Krishna. He's here. Radharani is here. His pastime is here. And double confirmation is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has confirmed that Krishna never left Vrindavan Dham. He told Goswamiji, you write books, but never ever you mention in your book that Krishna left Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna himself is telling, what difference is it? So this is actually the coming to Krishna consciousness. Come out of this material consciousness and material activities, at least slowly we should have a desire, Krishna, I want to come back to you in this lifetime itself. I know that I have lot of problems are there. Maya is still affecting me. That is why I am getting this material consciousness, this is mine, this is mine, this is yours. Leave everything. He told actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these Goswamis, leave everything and go to Vrindavan. Go alone. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yesterday I was reading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone is coming from Vrindavan Dham to Orissa, Jagannath Puri, he is to ask everything. Hey, come here. You are coming from Vrindavan Dham? Yeah. Can you tell me something about Sanatan and Rupa Goswami, what they are doing? Mainly I want to know how they are eating, how they are maintaining themselves. Because I told them, leave everything and go to Vrindavan Dham. Even one coin, gold coin was with the servant, Sanatana Goswami said, go back. So he wanted to know, then they are sleeping under a tree, different day. They are going to some houses and they are begging and dry chapati. They are eating that, they are happily, they are living there. So Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. So that is actually, they left all material consciousness. And then come to pure consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. So they can only go back home, back to Godhead. When we come to Krishna consciousness, at that time he knows that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to him. Isha vachamidam sarvam, everything belongs to him. What is it not? As long as one thinks that everything belongs to him, he is in material consciousness. And when he knows perfectly that everything belongs to Krishna, he is in Krishna consciousness. So I was reading actually, Mahaprabhu came to this material world, Krishna himself came to this material world. He selected this Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, who already became Muslims. Changed their names also. How he picked them up and given this Krishna consciousness, he given this jnana, he took them to different places. And it is very nice actually to read Chaitanya Charitamritam, the instruction to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Mostly it is same. And what Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport is also same. His intention also same, to bring the people to Krishna consciousness. Step by step, what activities are to be done to come out of the ignorance, come out of the material intelligence, use the intelligence, take spiritual guidance, actually intelligence from Prabhu Guru, from Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and become Krishna conscious. This is a secret actually, confidential thing actually. Instead of wasting our time for so many things, reading so many things, so many going here and there, and so many books are coming out. But what Prabhupada has gone very systematically. In the material world they are calling SIP. What is that? Systematic Investing Plan. So, we can also very systematically, I achieved this now this year, next year this one, next year this one, or next week this one. By seeing the endeavor, Krishna will definitely change. Get changed from it. So I was just thinking Purandara Dasa, sometime I must have told actually the Katha. He became a devotee of Krishna. He wrote so many songs in Kannada language. And every song, when he was singing, sitting and singing, Krishna was appearing in front of him and he was coming out of the altar. In one case, he was sitting actually on his lap. He was a number one miser. He was a diamond merchant actually. Big diamond merchant and a miser. He will never give anything to anyone. Any poor man goes to his shop, he'll say, go, go, go. No. So one day, and his wife was very good devotee. So one day, Krishna himself wanted to test him. I told him, he has got a plan. At any stage, we don't know. He went and told as a brahmana, see, my daughter is getting married. I don't have any money with me. You are so rich, actually. You are supposed to give some dakshina to brahmana, help from brahmana. Please give me some. So this much he told, actually, he felt in his heart, actually, I should give him something. Then he opened his drawer, and that time Anna was there, Anna. You know Anna, coins Anna. So he saw one rusted, nothing is visible on it. Two Anna coin was there, rusted, nobody will take that. That he took that and he saw so many things. He said, but anyway, nobody will take it, I will not get any money out of it, I will give this. He was given to brahmana, two Anna actually. He happily took it. And he thought, I will go to his wife. He went to his wife. And he was not giving anything to his wife also. So, he called his wife and the Brahmana told, see, my daughter is getting married, please give me something, you know, actually to help. Then she said, what to do, my husband is a miser. He don't want everything in this house, he has got an account. If I give you anything, this evening he is going to kill me, so I cannot give you anything. Then he said, actually you have a nose diamond on your nose. This is given by, mind you, this is given by your father, na? He said, yeah, how you know? Yeah, I know. If you give that, he is not having any right. Say that is given by me and you. Then immediately, she has intelligence worked and she removed it and given to the Brahmana. Okay. He took it very happily, he has gone. He rushed actually to same Purandaradasa shop. Shop was about to close. Then he said, wait a minute, wait a minute. This time he went as a different Brahmana. He said, I have this thing, you know, very urgently I need this money. Can you give me the money for it? Diamond. So he took it. Oh, I got diamond. I can give him something less, the poor Brahmana, you know. So he just kept it and he paid him. Money paid him. So afterwards he was just thinking, actually, this diamond which he gave, I saw somewhere. Where I can't remember, He rushed to his wife in the house, leaving. Then she came without the nose ring. He said, what happened to your nose ring? Why, you removed it or what? He said, no, it is here. It is here. Then he insisted, what happened exactly? You tell me what happened. Then she was not telling, actually, she thought, actually, if he said that one has donation, then you will not allow her to stay in that house. So then, finally, she told, I lost it. Somewhere I lost it, I don't know where it's lost and everything. Then he rushed to his shop back. Let me see that Brahmana brought it, no, must have stolen and brought it, something like that. Then when he went to the shop, again he came back. No, it may not be, because he cannot bear that pain, no, suppose it is happening. He came back and told his wife, another 24 hours if you are not bringing, 12 hours you are not bringing your nose, I will kick you out, I will kill you also. So she prayed to Krishna, please do something about it. I will lose my life. So the Brahmana came and gave back the nose ring to the lady. And then next day also he saw actually the nose ring. He had a doubt actually. So when she gave that nose ring to him back, then he understood actually this is the ring which I kept it definitely, there is no doubt. He rushed to the shop. When he opened the drawer, it is missing, not there. Then he understood actually, yes, this is the plan of Krishna. She is always telling about Krishna, God, the Brahmana must be God himself. I couldn't understand it. Immediately his intelligence changed. Krishna changed his intelligence. He took out everything and he started giving to the Brahmanas, you know, the donation. Called all Brahmanas. All Brahmanas came and said, what? I want to give you this. And he said, no, we don't take from you. We take definitely, but not like a person like you. They refused. Then finally he has explained actually everything what happened in his life. And he left his home. He started actually compiling songs about Krishna, wonderful songs about Krishna. Gave everything. Everything belongs to Krishna, he distributed. So that Purandaradasa, you must have heard about Purandaradasa Kriti, that only about Krishna is written songs about Krishna, that CDs are available actually. Some of the songs, I went to one temple, they were telling, but that temple was managed by Alwars between Mysore and Bangalore. So there the pujari was telling that this is the temple where Purandara Dasa came and sang this song. He said, Laddu Gopal is there, big Laddu Gopal. Laddu Gopal came crawling and sat on his lap to hear the song from him. So where to where he has gone. So if Krishna wants, actually, material consciousness can be changed to Krishna consciousness 100% and he made a plan to take somebody back home, back to Godhead, he cannot be hang up in between. No chance. Even if he is trying to do it, it is going to be a utter failure. He will come back again to pure Krishna consciousness and he will try how I can spend 24 hours in a day thinking about Krishna. What should be my activities? Krishna will give some special quality also for somebody. Somebody can do kirtan, somebody can write. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he was writing. Whenever he was writing, actually, the whole night in Prabhupada cottage in Yuhu, all the devotees, are telling, sir, some 3-4 days he never used to come out when he was doing the translation and purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. After 4 days, it was a big festival. Today, Prabhupada is going to come out. He is going for a walk. Everybody will lined up, actually, to see. Nobody used to go and disturb him. So special talent is given to special devotees. Now, once somebody has come to Krishna consciousness, everybody can realize actually, Krishna wants me to do this. Krishna wants me to do it. Let me do it. And he will enjoy actually. There will not be any unhappiness or looking at something he may feel, oh, I am not going to do that temple, I am not going to visit that place. I am not going to Haridwar, I am not going to this. There will not be any lamentation, I am here. Other day one Maharaj was telling that Prabhupada said actually, I brought the whole spiritual world under this tree. Under this tree. By sitting under this tree you can see the whole spiritual world. So that is a place we, Krishna has awarded for us actually to come here and stay here and do the devotional service, direct devotional service. Hare Krishna. So in this regard, actually there are so many quotings are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita also to confirm actually how we can come to Krishna consciousness. There is no other way other than leaving the material consciousness one particular time. And what particular time we will feel that is not necessary for me. What is nonsense actually. What I am thinking is nonsense. No, not meant for me. Why should I go up after it? There are so many supporting chapters, supporting writings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Chaitanya Bhagavatam is quoting so many things. Same thing is repeatedly, because we should read repeatedly, we should hear repeatedly, we should confirm and we should get confidence. Actually. Yes, what I am doing is right. All other disturbance will go. One day it will become swapna tulya, that it is just like a dream. Ah, have I had that problem? No. Satata yuktana, irrespective of all difficulties, I will never leave my seva, my services. Hare Krishna.